Book of John, chapter 13. Book of John, chapter 13. We'll read in a little bit, but again, as we said this morning, there are throughout the Gospels for our learning, for our encouragement, beautiful word pictures that are painted of Jesus and His people together in fellowship and communion with one another. We find these pictures in a variety of settings, circumstances, and places. Again, all for our learning, for our encouragement, because it is in these that we are able to envision ourselves, relate to them by our own personal experience with the Lord. Again, these pictures manifest the person of Jesus Christ, first and foremost, and also the wonderful privilege and opportunity we have in relation to Him. God gave the writers of the Bible a remarkable ability to paint with words, to paint beautiful pictures. We want to, again tonight, as we did this morning, we want to look at one such picture. In John 13, we'll read verse 23, and then we'll read verse 25. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of His disciples. You can just picture that. Whom Jesus loved. Verse 25. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto Him, Lord, who is it? So again, verse 23, there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of His disciples. Verse 25, lying on His breast. It's not difficult to see that in our minds. John is speaking of himself. He's speaking of himself doing something in relation to Jesus Christ. John, throughout his gospel, speaks in the third person. Never once does he mention himself by name. Again, he speaks in the third person. He refers to himself with such phrases as that other disciple, one time. That disciple three times, the disciple three times, the other disciple three times, one of His disciples one time. And now we read, and there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of His disciples. Again, he's speaking of himself. It's a very instructive picture that's being painted. And again, what we see here is a bodily posture. But more importantly, it is a posture of soul. So we want to speak this evening on posture of soul leaning upon Jesus' bosom. Again, we cannot do this bodily, but it ought to be the posture of our soul. So first of all, consider the setting in which John did this. It takes place in an upper room of a house. If you remember, Jesus had chosen that house to observe with the apostles the Passover. At this time in John 13, There are 13 people in that room. There are the 12 apostles. Judas has not left yet. And there is Jesus. 13 people in that room. Unbeknownst to the apostles in that room with Jesus that evening, this would be the night that Jesus would be arrested. Now, leading up to our text, we see that Jesus had washed and dried the feet of the apostles, leaving them an example of service. We see that in verses 4 through 15. Following that, he informed them that one of them would betray him that very night. And we read of that in verses 18 through 21. And that greatly troubled the apostles. It filled them with doubt concerning one another. It's just like if tonight the Lord would tell us that one in this room would deny the Lord, would betray the Lord. Everyone's going to wonder, who? Who? And you begin to question. It begins to plant doubts in your mind. And we read in verse 22, then the disciples looked one on another. And you can only imagine the looks, doubting of whom he spake. Matthew records in Matthew 26, verse 22, and they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And that ought to be the, rather than suspecting one another, that ought to be the first question that comes to our mind. If the Lord were to tell us tonight that one would betray him this night, it should be, Lord, is it I? And that's what the apostles are asking themselves. So they're overwhelmed with sorrow. They're very unsettled, and doubt fills the room. And while all that was going on, we read now, verse 23, now, while all that was going on, there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples. We read in John 14 and verse 1 that their hearts were troubled because of this. That is, there was an inward commotion. There was an agitation in their hearts. They were distressed in their hearts. They were confused. They were filled with fear. There was anxiety. What calmness they had, what peace and joy they had has left. It's all evaporated. So it was a very trying and very difficult time. They were not expecting to hear what they heard that night. But while all that was going on, there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples. Which brings us to this posture of John. Again, he says he was leaning or lying upon the breast of Christ. Leaning on, lying on. He uses the preposition on, indicating his location. He's leaning on Jesus' bosom. He's lying on Jesus' breast. So look at him. Look where he is. Jesus' bosom. Jesus' breast. And he's leaning. He's lying. It's his posture in relation to Jesus Christ. It means that John has shifted his weight, has placed his weight upon Jesus Christ. He has cast himself upon Jesus Christ. There is a special nearness to Christ. John was the nearest to him at this time. Nearest to the place that Jesus occupied. We don't know where the others are located in the room, but we do know this. Jesus or John is the only one leaning upon Christ. So of the 12 in that room, John is the closest. The other 11, they also had a location in the room. They also had a posture in that upper room. But only John was leaning on his bosom or lying on his breast. In other words, John is where the others are not. He's in a very special place. And this is when the whole room is filled with anxiety and distress. John has a special place. And he's in that special place. The other 11, they're sitting in the same room, sitting at the same table with Jesus. And what a blessing to be in the same room with him. But there's John. He's leaning on Jesus' bosom. He's lying on Jesus' breast. There's a special nearness for John. There's a special benefit in John's location. And John is there. John is there. The question is, are we? Are we? He's in a place of special nearness and benefit. What about us? There is John leaning on Jesus' bosom. It's a position of trust. It's a position of security. And John is there. Are we? Are we? There he is leaning on Jesus' bosom. It's a position of enjoying Christ in a very special way. And that's where John is. What about us? This is John. There's John leaning on Christ's bosom. It's a place of special fellowship. It's a place of intimacy with Christ. And John is there. Are we? There again, he's leaning on Jesus' bosom. A place of special endearment. And again, this is bodily. But there's also a posture of soul. We picture John just leaning his head upon the bosom of Christ. Where do we put our head? In time of anxiety and distress, there is a place to lay your head upon Jesus. And that's what John is doing. He's the only one in the room doing this. So he leaned on Jesus' bosom. He lied on Jesus' breast. He mentions it again in chapter 21, in verse 20. Then Peter, turning again, this is John writing. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple which also leaned on his breast at supper. He repeated it. This was a very special time for John. One that he would not forget. He had a very special place, and so do we. And John was blessed that night in a way that the others were not. They all had the blessing of being in the presence of Christ. But John was blessed in a way that the others were not. Again, Jesus had told the apostles that night, verse 21, "One of you shall betray me." The apostles began to ask, "Lord, is it I?" And it appears that Christ gave no answer. And then Peter beckoned to John. Notice verse 24 of our text. "Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake." "Hey John, you ask him who it is." Why did Peter ask John that, to ask Jesus? Because John's in the best place to hear him, leaning upon his breast. He's in the best place to ask. We read in verse 25, "He then," John speaking of himself, "lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, Lord, who is it?" Then notice verse 26. Jesus answered. And who heard it first? It would have been John. He's in the best place to hear. He's in the best place to ask. And he's in the best place to hear. And it's so important that we find ourselves in the best place to ask and in the best place to hear. Many times God's people will talk about the Lord has not answered. That may be true. Or it may be you're not in a place to hear. Could be either. But it's certainly something we need to examine concerning ourselves. He's in a position to hear better than anyone else in that room. Leaning upon the breast, the bosom of Jesus Christ. Now you think about that, picture that in your mind. John can look up into the face of Christ. He has the best view. And Christ looks down into the face of John. What a picture. What a wonderful picture. John and Jesus, close to each other, looking into the face of each other. This was heaven below for John. And you and I can experience heaven in this life. So there he is, leaning upon the bosom of Christ. So close that he can feel the breath of Christ. He's in a position where he can feel what others could not. I don't know who the next closest was, but whoever it was, they did not feel the same thing John did, I'll tell you that. He's in a position to feel what others could not. He's in a place of peace. And I believe that John had more peace that night than anyone else. Perhaps that's why he was the only one who stayed at the cross. He found relief that night. He found comfort. He found strength and refreshment. There was a sense of assurance and security. He had pleasure and he had delight. Leaning upon the breast of Christ, he's simply enjoying the person of Jesus Christ. And again, this is not merely a bodily posture. This is a posture of soul. The question is, what do we know about this experience? Where do we find ourselves leaning? The question needs to be asked, what gave John the confidence to lay his head upon the bosom of Christ? You don't just go up to a stranger and lean upon them or lay your head upon their chest. You have to have assurance that they're going to let you do that. So what was it that gave John that confidence? That he could just lean upon Jesus Christ. Well, I believe the answer is found in the Gospel of John. Five times, John refers to himself as the one whom Jesus loved. Verse 23, now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. John 19, verse 26, when Jesus therefore saw his mother and his disciples standing by whom he loved, the disciple whom he loved. John chapter 20, verse 2. Then Simon, then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved. Again, John's referring to himself. And he says he's that disciple whom Jesus loved. John 21, verse 7. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved. And then in verse 20, then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved. So John refers to himself as that individual whom Jesus loved. He's overwhelmed. He's overcome with this thought that Jesus loves me. So he just refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. These are the words of a man who's living in the wonder of the Lord's love for him. Here is a man who lived knowing that the Lord loved him. Here is a man who is absolutely persuaded, convinced, and assured that Jesus loved him. This is not something he merely imagined or supposed. It was not something that he conjured up. But he lived in the awareness and the knowledge and the assurance and the absolute persuasion. He loves me. He loves me. And I believe that's what gave John the assurance that he could lean upon Jesus' bosom. You see, the love of the Lord was real to him. He was not unmindful of Christ's love. He was not insensible to the love that Christ had for him. But he was living his life feeling the power and the fervency of Christ's love toward him. He lived his life feeling and experiencing personally the tenderness and the compassion and the long-suffering and the mercy and the devotion of Christ's love for him. It was something that truly amazed him. It's something that he marveled about. Something that filled his heart with wonder and awe. It absolutely boggled his mind. He loves me. And it was something that fascinated him. Again, he mentioned it five times. It was something that took possession of his soul. He could feel the love of Christ surrounding him. He could feel its power. It was a working influence in his life. And as a result of the reality of Christ's love for him, as a result of the absolute assurance that Jesus Christ loved him, he felt drawn and he was compelled to lay his head on Jesus' bosom. He knew that the one who loved him would allow him to do so. So overwhelmed with Christ's love for him, he's not content to just be in the same room with Christ. He wanted to be closer. He wanted to be closer. Confident of Christ's love, he lays his head on the bosom of Christ. And the assurance of his love for us will draw us to Christ. Absolutely assured of Christ's love, he's confident. I can lay my head on the bosom of Christ. We need to say, I don't believe it's confidence in self. But it's a confidence in Christ's love that caused him to humbly lay his head upon the bosom of Christ. And I'm not so sure this was the first time that he did so. It may have been, but I'm not so sure about that. I believe from what is recorded of John that he was the most spiritual of the apostles. I believe that John had a closer relationship to Christ than all the others. He stood where others did not. Again, John 19, verse 26. When Jesus therefore saw his mother, Jesus is on the cross, and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he spoke to his mother, and he also said to the disciple. John's the only one who did not flee. That says a lot. He stood there. And I believe a lot of that goes back to the fact that he laid his head upon the bosom of Christ. He had a closeness, he had a closer relationship. There at the foot of the cross, when the rest had fled, there he stands. There he stands. I want to say also that he recognized what others did not recognize. John 21, the resurrection has taken place. In verse 4, when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Verse 7. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it's the Lord. He was the first one to recognize. You say, well, he just had better eyesight. Maybe so. But I think there's more to it than that. John 21, verse 20. He followed Christ. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper. Now, why is that put there? Because there's power there. That's what gives John the enablement to follow. You see, this is something he didn't get over. It's not something he forgot, that he leaned on Jesus' breast. And he asked that question, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? What are you going to have John do? And the Lord basically said to Peter, don't worry about John, you worry about you. But John had a special relationship to Christ. And I believe that the secret of that relationship, the secret in being able to stand where others could not stand, the secret to recognizing Christ when others did not, the secret is the posture of soul. And I believe that's still so today. There's this posture of soul. This morning we saw that it's the posture of soul sitting at Jesus' feet. We all need that posture of soul. But then we can add this one as well. Leaning upon the bosom of Christ needs to be our posture of soul. It is there that we'll find great blessing. It is there that we'll find strength. It is there that we find comfort. It is there that we find great encouragement. And what is it that drives? What is it that causes us to do that? It's this assurance. He loves me. And I know He loves me, and I know that He will not say, what are you doing? Get off of me. He won't say that. Not because of who I am, not because of who you are, but because of His love for us. We need the assurance of His love, that He loves me, that He loves you personally. And that assurance gives us the confidence to draw near to Him. So I ask you tonight, in relation to this message and the one this morning, what is your posture of soul? What is your posture of soul? Do you feel drawn to Jesus Christ? There is no better position than sitting at His feet or leaning upon the bosom of Christ. Where are you this night? Brother Jim, if you'd come and lead us in verse song.